I'll tell you something. If the weather forecast is correct, you're definitely going to want to think about getting somewhere warm tomorrow. The snow is on its way. Colleen, where's?
You know what? I checked a variety of sources, and I am going to tell you that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It is. This isn't a maybe situation.
No, and this is, I mean, primarily for Grand Traverse County and north,
it's
right?
What you would think of as the Snow Belt areas.
Yeah.
If you were to take Grand Traverse County and go east up to the middle of the state and then north through the Straits all the way up through the UP. So some of the lakeshore counties like Leland and Manistee and that might not get so much, but we're going to get it.
We're going to get some snow.
Snowbelt, Kalkaska, hold on.
I'm trying to be excited about this because I got a new pair of snow boots that I'm really excited about wearing.
Mm-hmm. So how's that going for you?
But I'm also excited because I know that Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and the rest of the incredible crew over there, well, you guys can get us the heck out of here if we plan ahead, right?
Start packing. You want to go out tonight?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
And, you know, it's only because you work with fantastic partners. One of those partners is joining us today.
Yes, she is. And this is a frequent guest of ours. Janet Anderson is back in the house. And it's Janet Anderson from Insight Vacations. And we've interviewed Janet numerous times from various areas, whether she's in a parking lot or a car. I'm waiting to get her on a train. She was in the airport or a cruise. But, you know, Janet, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Crystal, Colleen, and Bonnie. How are you?
We are great, Janet, but I'm wondering, when are you going to be brought, you know, like calling us from like a hot air balloon or something like that? Because you really do. You are all over the world. Where in the world is Janet Anderson today?
Well, last week, if you would have called me, I would have been in Portugal. So now I'm in my own home of Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we are going to talk about that wonderful Spain and Portugal trip in a second. But, Janet, I mean, Insight Vacations, the art of traveling in style, we have so many of our clients come back, and they are just wowed. And you do go all over the world, and there are so many things that we can talk about. So you pick the first one you want to just jump on right now.
Well, I think, you know, I have to say after, you know, I hosted a trip last week, Bonnie, and just everybody that came off of that Insight Vacation, there were 24 of us, just were so excited. And, you know, they said they never had to touch their luggage. Everything was well planned. We went right in front of the monuments. You know, we went to the Prado Museum, and the way the local guides bring these pieces of art to life, I just was like, we all walked away from there, whether it was in, you know, Spain, Madrid, Seville, or in Lisbon, and just with a new love of traveling. I mean, there's always a love of traveling, but we do it so differently.
No, because you take the magic. It isn't imaginary. It's just very well planned. And you just mentioned a few of the many things that go along with an Insight Vacation. Like you said, never touching your luggage. But it's organized, very relaxed. It's not this craziness. It's that you can, you know, all those details, all those little worry-free details are taken care of, which starts you out right from the beginning having that. But you do have those relaxed starts. There's a lot more ease of transportation. Dinner inclusions, higher caliber dinner dining inclusions. But, you know, it is so well. And, you know, we paint a picture on the radio. We try to get our listeners to just sit back and imagine. So imagining with Insight Vacations, you're the best one to take us that way. So can we kind of talk about a little bit more of the details of what this recent trip was like? And then we'll get into so many other ones that we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were staying in 4- and 5-star hotels, centrally located. But not even just the centrally located in the hotels. It was just the ambiance of welcoming the Insight guests, of, you know, our tour director. He was amazing, Bonnie. And even when the guests wanted to go in town and venture out on their own, he gave them a business card of the hotel, his business card, so they knew exactly how to get back if they were taking a taxi or if they were walking. You know, just the ease of going on Insight. You know, yes, we have free time, and we have the free time because we include all those those special must-sees, must-dos. And the dining experiences, you know, we went to a flamenco dance and we were in front row seats. We got to meet the flamenco dancers afterward, just the Insight group. And then the next day, Bonnie, we had a relaxed start. We didn't start till 11 a.m. because we were out until 10. So it was just, you know, being on the motor coach, everybody said, oh, my gosh, we never asked, are we there yet? Because it was so fun, educational, and we had stops along the way.
I love it.
So it was, I'll tell you, Spain and Portugal, I thought Italy, Ireland, Scotland, every place I go on Insight, it's my new favorite.
Yeah, it's extremely popular, and Janet, you just nailed it. I mean, it's just, it's a must-see destinations. And like you said, you just really, I mean, you even had like Portuguese pastries and places and stuff, and you had that opportunity.
Yeah, we're both like,
oh. Colleen and I just looked at each other through the glass with such envy. I can't even describe to you.
Was it the food or in general?
I think it was all of it.
Okay, just checking.
The feeling of it. It's just, you know?
And the Portuguese pastries.
Yes.
It's this most famous pastry, little darling bakery in Lisbon, and they sell about 50,000 pastries a day.
Wow.
They do not ship them. They sell them directly to the public that line up. On Insight, we didn't line up. We went to a back room, private back room, Bonnie and Colleen and Crystal, and had our own pastry, you know, bottled water, coffee, tea, and we all said, wow, we just totally avoid the crowds when you're with Insight. And that makes a big difference with your time and the experience.
Backroom pastries in Lisbon, people. This is what you get with Insight.
hanging with Janet and Dom, who really was, I mean, their guide, it sounds incredible. I mean, all that specialization, all that, even as you're traveling along in the motor coach, you're hearing about the history, you're getting the things are being pointed out, and it's just, everything's just so safe and comfortable.
It is, and I think that's a way to put it, is that, you know, people, you know, love traveling with a group, so there's that peace of mind in being with people. You know, we are in a group, and so everybody kind of watches out for each other. And, you know, somebody might have to, you know, hang back. Let's say they have to, you know, they're running to buy that last souvenir. There's people there that, you know, that are taking care of you. And, you know, just about the amazing knowledge of our travel directors. Dom was our travel director last week, and oh my gosh, he was incredible. He made everything that he saw, it was like he'd seen it the first time to us. So his enthusiasm, you know, just, I mean, it rippled right to us.
You know, I wanted to ask you, because you're talking about, these are all the included experiences when you're traveling with Insight Vacations. You can add some optional experiences as well. And this is just sort of, if somebody wants that extra credit, if you will, in their vacation planning, and that's easy to do as well, right, Janet?
It is. We have a luxury gold journeys where all the sightseeing is included, and then on our Insight Vacations Premium, most everything is included, but there are some optionals that people can purchase along the way with Insight. So it might be a dinner in Tuscany. It might be, you know, a carriage ride in Seville, although most of our programs include it. You know, we dine about almost 90% of the time we dine outside of the hotel. But when meals aren't included, we do have some meals that people can say, you know, that can purchase. And but they're a different experience, you know, just so yes. You know, not everybody wants to do everything, so we really have it. We orchestrate it very well with including everything, but there are some things that people want to do more. So we, you know, we offer additional options.
Absolutely. Great. And knowing that, you know, you're being met like at an airport with a key, things like that. And, you know, somebody described, and I saw your comments, Dom was like the bow to a gif. I mean, come on. I mean, these are the wow. These are the people you remember. These are the memories that don't leave you ever. And when you come back, you might leave the destination, but they don't. And you mentioned to me that several people would come up and say, why didn't I ever travel on my own? It's so true, because I'm watching Colleen's face. I'm watching Crystal's. And they're like, you know, it's almost like, I'm all set. You know, I'm enjoying this, but I don't have to
I could
think
be packed
about
in
anything.
10 minutes is what I'm thinking.
10 minutes, she says, Janet. If you
I'll iron
someone.
When I'm there, no worries.
And it really is true. Dom, yes. who was our travel director, mm-hmm. he was phenomenal. And then we had local guides. We had Sergio and Anita. We went into the La Alhambra Palace, and we went behind the scenes because we're insight. So it was, you know, it's beautiful to see these amazing monuments, but it's even more special, mm-hmm. you know, that people are looking for. Well, you avoid the crowds, you know. And then we dined in Granada at the most beautiful restaurant overlooking the Alhambra Palace. I mean, it was like, wow. There's just wows all along the way.
And we love wows because wows just make the world go round.
The wow factor is definitely there with Insight Vacations. I love it.
All right. So we've talked about your wonderful trip, which, you know, that's a must-do type of trip. You are worldwide. We talk about that as well. And there are so many different programs and specials. You know, as we finish up 2017 and we approach the future years, there is still space for 2017 if Colleen wants to go home in 10 minutes and pack her bag, right?
Don't tempt me.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. Funny, you see those lists. They're getting, you know, their specials that we
yes.
have for 2017. And when I sent them, you know, a couple months ago, they were a long list. Now they're a shorter list because
right.
people are traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we have some very good specials. The Travel Authority can walk the guests through what works the best for them. And we also have some really strong specials for solo travelers.
Yes.
But they'll, you know, see the Travel Authority and we can mm-hmm. walk you through that.
Right. And some of these need to be booked before November 30th. And if you're looking at something, then you're thinking, okay, where can I go? It's going to be like in that December time period, early December, whatever. I mean, how about if you were thinking Vienna, Budapest, and Prague? Or maybe the best of Italy, which is incredible. And the Christmas markets of Germany. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to talk about something special with a magical Switzerland trip, too? How about the road to Rome? I like that one. I
yes.
think that's a great way to put
that's
it.
That's one of our most popular ones.
Yeah. And then you got the Easy Pace Italy. And then you have Italian Intermezzo. I mean, Treasures of Spain and Portugal and Morocco. So you could do something that Janet just did and have Morocco in there.
Let's do it.
Is it safe to go to Morocco? Just for real, is it?
Go ahead, Janet. I'll let you answer that because I know what the answer
is. It is. We travel at destinations. You know, we never compromise the safety mm-hmm. of our guests. So, yes, and Morocco continues to be very, very strong. With our group last week, we had millennials, we had Gen Ys, we had baby boomers, and the millennial German said, oh, I want to add Morocco on this trip next time. So it was, you know, everybody wants to add something once you go on Insight. It's just, you know, it's a very special way to see the world.
Mm-hmm. And it is. And Janet touched really what's something important when you're worldwide like that, when you have the people with their, with what we talk about, you know, their feet on the ground. They know what's going on in the destinations. You've got your local guides. They know. And
why you want to use them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's kind of the way to travel, which makes it a stress-free type of seamless travel. And you have, you know, smaller group, you know, you have that camaraderie. And they make everything more authentic from the food, but the destinations and seeing the special things that, you know, you get behind the scenes a little bit. You don't just go in line and wait for 3 hours to get in. No, you don't do that. You don't do that with an Insight Vacation.
Not at all. Not at all, Bonnie and Crystal. And, you know, complimenting all of that is the extra leg room on the motor coach.
Mm-hmm.
We never really even talk about that. And then all of the guests last week said, whoa, this is so easy. We can get on and off. We have, you know, more window space. There's only 40, you know, seats on the motor coach. All other tour companies have 54. That's a big difference.
It is, especially if you're a tall person, right?
As a tall person, I can tell you it's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a difference between total enjoyment and discomfort.
Yeah, it really
is.
That
nags at you.
You don't get all, and that's less people to board. get off, and
true,
there's less baggage,
true,
there's less everything that goes with that. But the comfort level is what's the very, very, if you're going to go on, and you know you're going there, you've got that relaxed feeling, everything like that, the last thing you want to do is be crushed into mm-hmm. a motor coach. And unfortunately, some people who have had that experience, they can view a motor coach trip as that they're all like that. Well, they're mm-hmm. not. And Jana is absolutely right. They're different.
It is. It really is different. And just even the way that we travel, I have to tell you that the night of the flamenco dance, you build this camaraderie and friendship along the way. And the next thing, we all have some type of a flamingo, I don't know, whether it was a scarf or something going to the show that night. You get so enthusiastic about the destination, and it becomes a part of you. And, you know, whether you're in Spain or Italy or Germany or Croatia, mm-hmm. You know, here in the U.S. with Insight, it's really nice to have that group camaraderie, mm-hmm. Bonnie and Crystal.
Right.
And Colleen, it really is.
And from all the different specials, from discounting some money, the, you know, the air premiums, the, you know, just air credit, all these other things that are out there, it's just that opportunity to travel still in 17, but there's a lot going on for 2018, mm-hmm. correct? And beyond?
There is. And the timing of the show is ideal because mm-hmm. we have some really strong air specials where guests will receive, you know, they can receive up to 10% specials on an early payment savings, but they can combine that by booking the air with the Travel Authority through Insight, mm-hmm. and they can get up to $400 off per person. That's on business class, or $250 off per person on economy or premium economy. And, you know, we find the very, very best, you know, air schedules for mm-hmm. them. So they're not limited on airlines. And that's where that travel professional and Travel Authority really comes into play.
Mm-hmm. You even have a special going in for those milestone celebrations. I mean, you've thought of everything, you know, get to make it just something really special. And then once you get on board, you just kind of, we're here. And that's how
you
it
do.
Is. Yeah.
You do. And we had somebody that had a birthday on board. Mm-hmm. And so Dom had a cake sent to the table one night at dinner. And we all sang happy birthday. I mean, it was just those little touches make the little details.
Birthday.
Make it big.
On board. I love that.
Birthday on board is right. Hey, birthday. And, you know, you're sitting in a back room in Portugal. What can I tell you? There's a lot of things happening. But, Janet, I have to tell you about our little Colleen here. On a local basis, you know, like the show Dancing with the Stars. Well, she's our little star because she's a part of that right now.
Yeah, she's doing some dancing for charity.
Yeah, so flamingo dancing.
Is not what I'm doing.
But think about that.
You know, I do have an appreciation for dancing, partner dancing now.
Mm-hmm.
And not just for the dance aspect, which is great, you know, to go out and be social with it, but it's great exercise. And you don't really realize that it's exercise because it's fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah,
I want to fly out and see you.
I know.
Definitely will.
she's going to be fantastic. And no flamenco dancing, but I think you could totally do that. You could pull that off.
You could pull it off for sure.
Yeah.
One step at a time, she says.
Well, and also...
get me out of the weeds here first.
And our little Crystal was also on that type of program, raising money for charities here in town. So
yeah, I practice the art of falling mostly, and and not gracefully, I might add. But you know what? It's all for a good cause.
All right.
There's no graceful falling, I've found out.
There's
you land
none.
On parts... like. The oddest body parts that you fall on, you know, like forearms or shins or things like that.
You know, I feel like, though, if I'm going to fall, I might as well do it in Spain.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, let's do that. Let's go. Spain.
Let's go to Spain. Let's do things like that. Let's enjoy it. And, you know, we can say.
Or river dancing in Ireland.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
And I will fall all over the place as long as it's in Ireland.
Right. And we can say Janet sent us.
I love it. Yeah,
that sounds great. With Insight. That's correct.
That'll do it, without a doubt.
And Bonnie, that's exactly it. If people are listening right now going, you know, I have those Irish roots. I would love to attempt river dancing in Ireland, even though, I also have two left feet. It doesn't matter.
No.
I mean, you know, if you're working with the Travel Authority, nobody's going to make sure that you're graceful enough to get on that airplane and get to that vacation. It doesn't matter. You just get there and make those dreams come true. I mean, really, if you have a bucket list, it's time to start checking those items off.
It is, and it's an important thing to do, and there's so many different projects, programs, everything out there that you can get involved in, discounts that are there. But do it now, because, you know, we have this long winter coming up, which we know it's here. It's going to be really fun to start planning and making our dreams come true. And this is year round. We're not just targeting certain, you know, particular times of the year. This is a year-round, worldwide program that Insight Vacations offers.
Yes. And you know what? If you have been listening and then you're looking at the weather forecast, mm-hmm. and you're going, I need to get out of here. I need to experience some sort of different kind of weather. I'll enjoy the winter until the holidays are over, and then I'm going to need to get out of here.
Yep.
Insight is the place to get us out of here. Bonnie and the team at the Travel Authority, well, they're the ones to call to do that.
You
and
bet.
Bonnie, how can people get in touch with you?
They can just, you know, they can go online, look at our website, thetravelauthority.com. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, we're still on 116 Cass Street in Traverse City, been there for almost 40 years.
Whoa.
We're up in the Gaylord area, you know, but our office has been there for years. So just come in and visit with us or give us a call.
40 years and,
in
you know what?
Same building.
Getting people the heck out of Dodge.
You got it.
I love it. Well, Janet Anderson, as always, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much. If you want to find out more about Janet's amazing trip, all you have to do is go to insightvacations.com and you can look a little bit about amazing Spain and Portugal in the summer of 2018
mm-hmm.
and beyond. Thank you so much for coming in, ladies.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Janet.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
I'm going to really want to get to Kokomo as soon as my boots start to get dirty from all the snow. Ooh, I rhymed. I can't believe it. All right, coming up, we're going to talk all about winning on this Winning Wednesday.